Peace and blessings to you. This is Michael Rojas, and I am here in this moment with you, this moment of love and light, this moment of awareness and reflection. So yes, this is another podcast, channel and service. And the reason why is this podcast is being shared with those that are active in their inner work and are active in engaging in our community that we have fostered. So those that are active in classes that I'm facilitating, that are active in working with me privately, or that are active with me in mentorship or apprenticeship configurations. And so the other podcast will continue because that one is viable information for each and every one of us. And it is also there to reach the public and to be a portal, if you will, for those that are feeling the vibration, are hearing the message, and are seeking to engage with us. So there's always going to be that level of dialogue, and then there will be this inner level of dialogue with those, again, that that I will say, yeah, that I have personal relationships with, right? And that's because I see you and you see me, and we are have chosen to come together. And so we get to come together, and this is another way in which I get to express my love and my appreciation of you and offer my support to you. And so this one, I don't know how often things are going to be recorded here. Lately, it's been my intention to get as much information out as quickly as I can. So I have quite a bit of information that's in various formats. And, so those that have been around me for a while now know that I started initially offering in the Bay Area, actually, of all, is where I started offering these kind of holistic services, and then took it in, online so that I could reach a national, international audience, and then been here now in Vegas for about 3 years and focusing on developing a community here in Vegas, because when I initially came to Vegas 8 years ago and was looking to open a space, people just weren't ready. The Vegas community was not ready to receive the message. So interesting, right? 8 years ago. And if you think about it, those that have been around, who back 8 years ago was offering yoga? Who was offering meditation? Where was there vegan restaurants? There weren't any. Right. And so at that point I said, oh, okay, gosh, I'm too early for Vegas. And so, I ended up, going back to offering online and then also, into the East Coast, because there's a wonderful community into the East Coast, that I'm also, part of, as well as communities in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So those are my hubs, right? And, Vegas being one of my hubs. And so, we opened the physical space here in Vegas, and by opening the physical space, what transpired is that it enabled me to foster this local community, but it then also limited me from reaching my other hub ports, as well as the national and the international audience. And so that was why the shift then came to release the physical space. One that I had to personally carry, right? And so, there's others that are in motion, but I can be the anchor, but I don't have to be the anchor in opening the doors every day, right? And so there's, a space in the Bay Area that is one, that I, was an active participant in seeing it, fostered and growth. And so there's a monk that resides there on the premises full time, as well as some full time students. And so that's up and operational. And so, my intention is to have other forms as well that are also up and operational in some of the areas I mentioned and also other areas. And I don't know why I'm sharing this with you other than maybe to bring us all up to current state. And so that's what Spirit's sharing with me to share with you and for that purpose. Okay, so again, the podcast here, I'll be posting here, and if you'll either be receiving the links to these from me through either text messages, email. I'm not even sure if I'll do it through Facebook Messenger, because I know not all of us are Facebook Messenger people. And so that those could be the three avenues, vehicles that I use to share. And so we'll find out. Spirit's saying for right now, yes. So those three. Okay, so ordinary reality. So those are all ordinary reality things that we have been conversing about for the past 5 minutes. I love it. Okay. A couple other ordinary realities, but I'm going to save them for the end. Okay, so shifting now to non-ordinary reality, which is then what I refer to as the spirit world, which is then also the soul essence of us, which is the actual reality, by the way, right? So this human reality is an R, it's a lowercase R, where spirit source is the uppercase R of reality, right? And so, and here's why, is because in this human dimension, we are having experiences and we're walking our way through them, but often they are so polluted with our illusions, right? Illusions being our beliefs that we are here to work on and to move through. Okay, and so this first non-ordinary reality then is of this full moon energy that we were in Saturday night, right? And keep in mind, the energy of the full moon is actually 3 days, right? So day before, day of, day after. And so I know I reached out to as many folks as I could yesterday. And so this is the reach out to those that I wasn't able to connect with directly, right? And so I know that it was an extremely active weekend for us. And so it behooves you, when you are feeling this way, that you absolutely get yourself some me time, some solitude time, some silence. And that's why I posted on the other podcast about silence and solitude. Absolutely imperative, especially when this kind of stuff is coming up. And what this kind of stuff is, it is our stuff, right? We each in our individual stuff. And so that stuff then being our beliefs, our mindset, our paradigm for what we think is life. And it's all based on our experiences, right? Or inherited experiences, AKA parents, grandparents, lineage, ancestors, society, right? The collective, subconscious. So for us this past weekend, it was really about us as the individual source. And so it was very deep work. So here's the beautiful thing. And this is why I'm able to share it with you. Because you were one of the ones that were, at this level of deep work. And so what this means, though, is that we were able to have these profound moments, to have these moments of insight, to have these moments of deep reflection, to have these moments of clarity. However, it was different this time. Here's why. We're reaching levels of maturity. Right? So maturity isn't that we get old, because everyone gets old. Right? And so that's the life cycle. We all age in this linear human form. We all age. Right? So just because you're old doesn't mean that you're wise or mature. Doesn't mean shit other than you're old. Right? And so maturity is that, you know, that we have these, we have learned from our life lessons. We have taken in knowledge. We have taken in wisdom. Therefore, we're able to now have this new vantage point, see with the different set of eyes, think with a different mindset. And so, as most of you experienced over the weekend, and actually even in through yesterday, this was happening for folks, right? And I just wasn't able to post this yesterday. So I was busy reaching folks directly. So that's why this is going out today. So I guess that's kind of a form of an apology, but it's, and I guess it's because if there was someone I did not reach directly yesterday, it doesn't mean that you aren't loved and you aren't thought of. It's just that I was reaching out to people as I could, as Spirit was having me reach people, right? And so that's how folks were being reached. What happened this weekend is we were just going very deep, deep in things that have been present within our hierarchy, that have been present within our structure, right? So the structure being us, the structure being, again, our beliefs, our understanding, our perspective of what life is, our relationship. Most importantly, here's a big one, folks, our relationship to our experiences, because that's where everything transpires is in the experiences. And so then if we have not done our work, then that's where we end up with the toxins and the pollutants, in those experiences. And this is why we have to go back. We have to clear this out. This is why, you know, if we haven't done work in some areas, then that we're triggered in the human realm, by things that happen around us. And we're out-picturing, blaming the other person or the situations or the circumstances, when in actuality, Spirit's going, hello, dummy. You aren't doing your work, right? And I mean dummy in a loving way, right? Again, take nothing personal, folks. Right. Cause I'm a dummy as well. Right. I'm simply here in human form. And believe me, I was doing my work this weekend, and I shared with some of you Saturday night, and often during full moons, I don't sleep. I just don't, like the day before I won't sleep, and I'm just going, oh damn. Okay. Full moon time. Right. And so, I don't. And so like this full moon, you know, again, with the intensity of it, what I ended up doing Saturday night of the full moon, was just processing all night. And having my ahas and my revelations and my moments of maturity and my moments of healing and my moments of releasing and my moments of understanding, right? And so what I ended up doing was recording as I was doing my inner work, because it was so much and so profound, okay? So we're working on things that we've worked on before, but we're working on them now at a very different level from where it has the healing of the wound. So in essence, the cleaning out of the wound and dressing the wound and stitching it up, to now working at it from this place where we can be in this objective state and in this aha kind of framework and see it with clarity without no attachment. Key, no attachment. Why no attachment? Because now it's no longer part of us. Meaning, yes, we are aware of it. We can speak of it. However, it does not have power over us. Right? So we can speak of it as a matter of factly, rather than still being in it, rather than it still being tethered to us, rather than it still running through us. Right? Very, very different, folks. Okay, so again, very deep work. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, right? Because it's you choosing to do the work that's making the changes. And, you know, the more work that you do, you know, the more work it enables me to do. That's the reality of it, right? I get to show up and do my work because of others showing up and doing their work. It's that simple, right? I get to do my work on me, but I also get to do the work of why I chose to come and be here in this human form. So living out my purpose, my passion, being in service. So again, just a wonderful weekend. And it's interesting because what they're showing me right now are just grids. So anyway, I'm just going to leave that at that. But we're all now being infused with a light grid, by the way. So if you're feeling something in this moment as you're hearing this, it's because the light grid is being placed over you, and it is now working its way down through your bodies, right? Again, because we have multiple bodies, subtle bodies, physical body. So this light grid is going over each and every one of us, and then basically working its way down through us, through the physical body. So embrace it, right? If you're aware of it, great. If not, great as well. Just know that work happens. And as work happens, it happens in subtle forms as well as this grid is that's right now, right? So it doesn't have to be when we're doing our work that the ocean has to split, right? That we have to have this revelation where bells are going off. Because generally what happens is that the convergence points and these transformation points happen in a way that it's just kind of like a little beep, like the way that this grid was right now, which is interesting, right? Because our humanness wants these blowing things with fireworks going off, and, you know, so we can get in the ego and go woohoo and all that crazy shit, right? But it's actually quite subtle. Not that we don't have breakthroughs when we're doing the work, because when, as you notice, when we're sitting in sessions or in classes or anything, you know, we have shifts right then. And, and you are aware of how they feel, and so they can be like that, but then they can also be very subtle, like what we just had with the crystal grids. Okay. And they just told me to voice that to you, right? Because again, this is an audience that I can start speaking more directly with about what's transpiring in the unseen. So I guess that's one of the reasons for this audience. And it's, you know, like, so people that apprentice with me, people, specifically those that apprentice with me, right? That's when we really get behind the scenes and under the covers, so to speak. And so, you know, it's with that audience that I'm able to, you know, really talk about all the stuff that is just like too much for many folks. But I'm being directed to start sharing a little bit of that in this kind of, format with this group of folks that is listening to this in this moment. Okay. So again, with the weekend, so it has passed. Be sure that you're drinking your water. Stay hydrated. I know many of us are working the 8-to-5 kind of gig, right? And so it's like shifting gears and having to go into that mask and that mode and that illusion, right? And, but again, it's important that you continue to be kind to yourself, that you take moments for you, even if it's, before you take off for work. And actually, that's a good thing for us that are working 8-to-5, right? Before you start the car, sit in the car for a minute, breathe, reflect, express gratitude. Boom, right there, meditation, gratitude, right? Going to work, leave the radio off. We don't need all this shit that's always polluting us from the external, right? Have some moments of solitude as you're driving to work. Get to work, take a moment just to breathe, right? There might be people walking around you, you know, as you're breathing. Doesn't really fucking matter, right? It doesn't. That's the beautiful thing. None of it matters, right? And so, if you get to work, take a moment, breathe, center, have a moment for you, then go into your 8-to-5 gig, right? So always find ways to support yourself, because there's always ways that we can support ourselves, right? Okay, so that's what I want to share about that. That this is a new entry point. That's how it's being phrased, and so these will then go out to you directly. So we're back in ordinary reality, folks. So this is this new entry point. These messages will go out to you directly as Spirit has me sharing a little bit more. That's kind of along the lines of. When I'm reaching out to people directly, when I'm checking in with people, because either I'm picking up on something from an individual, or I'm picking up the collective. And so that's why you randomly get what appears to be random messages from me. Of course, they're not random, right? I'm simply being directed to tap you, right? Just tap on the shoulder of like, you're all right. I got you. I see you. I love you. You know, do your stuff. Source is here with you. Your guides are with you. Your angels with you. Okay, other ordinary reality things. Gratitude. Oh, it is such a huge thing, but yet we have yet to really understand it. So I am offering a gratitude boot camp, and it's going to be to this audience. So you won't even see it posted on Facebook or any other social page or public page. It might be posted in some fashion to where I'm sending you messages through one of those channels of communication. But, you know, so, but there's three of them that are coming up that are like that. So, gratitude bootcamp. It will be the beta version. It will be, I'm feeling either a Tuesday morning. I'm thinking of doing it in person. And so I'm thinking of weekday morning. Or it could even be a Saturday morning. So this is number one, asking for your interest in a gratitude boot camp. If you would be interested in a morning or night, and if it would be on a weekday or weekend. And so if it's a weekday, I'm slating Tuesdays for classes again, for folks here in Vegas. If it's an online class, then it can be, any night, but folks in Vegas, if we're doing something in person, it would either be Tuesday mornings, Tuesday nights. So let me know your interest in that, in a gratitude bootcamp. That's number one. Let's see. Oh my gosh. The other two just completely slipped my awareness in this moment. Second one is chakra balance. So, you know, like I offer the new moon attunements. And so, you know, I'm in that. A component of that is a chakra balance. And so those that have participated, you know, it's, I'm doing that as well as I'm doing other work, when you are accepting that offer of the new moon, attunements. And so an element of that are the chakra balances. And so, so let me know if you are interested in being an attendee in that, and that will be the beta version of as well. And, because this will be working at a, so even if you have, you know, if you've studied Reiki, then, you know, they're teaching you, you know, something, and most of you know my, my, interpretation of Reiki that's shared publicly. Right. And so, but if you have, you know, at least that's a starting point. But this is at a, this is at actual energy level. And so I'll be giving you the tools and the techniques and, working with you to move inward to where you can be present and then do the attunement, that is, completely guided. And it might use some tools, right? You might use crystals, you might use sound, who knows what it is. You know, each of you will be a little bit different once you in your practice doing this for yourself or for others, right? But I'll give you, a framework, and a way in which to conduct, chakra balances. So that's offer number two. Let me know your interest in that. Again, you know, it would be either a Tuesday morning or maybe a Tuesday night for those in person. And I think initially, that with the gratitude, boot camp, that can be online with the chakra balance. I'm going to say, sorry folks, but for right now it's going to be for whatever city I'm in. And so right now it will be for the Vegas folks. So that would be on a Tuesday morning that would meet once. Same thing with the, gratitude that would meet once as well. Okay. So it could be that on two consecutive Tuesdays that I offer these, here in Vegas. The third thing is, love, self-love. And the reason for the deep sigh is because we are still at a point where love is not the root of us, even though it actually is the root of us. And so this is going to be I think initially because I'm a number person as well. So I think right now I'm going to say 3 weeks on this, and that's way too short, by the way. It should probably be more like 3 months, but, I think we'll do 3 weeks. We'll get people's feedback and then we'll see, how they feel about it. Right. And so that's the third offering. So if you're interested in any of those three, please let me know, send me a message. And, the energy exchanges, and you'll hear about energy exchanges on the other podcast where there's a separate talk about that because it's important that we understand energy exchanges. So the energy exchanges for all of these, I'm either going to put it as a energy exchange rate range, right? So, you know, somewhere between 11.11 to, I don't know, 4.44 or from 11.11 to 4.4, right? $11 to 44 for each of these. That might be one way I do it. Another way I might do it is, which is more in the line with, of gifting. And so I'm offering this gift to you and then you get to receive the gift and you then get to gift back something to me for what you got out of it. Right. So that's the, so we might be doing that. The other thing that I'm, will be asking you for is that you give me feedback and that if it, absolutely resonated with you and you got something out of it, that you take the a moment to capture some form of reference or testimonial for me, because then, you know, again, these are the betas that are going to then be offered. So that's the contract framework that I'm putting in place for them. Okay. All right. Coming up on 26 minutes and 8 seconds. So I'm going to take a deep breath here, breathing in, breathing out. And as we sit in this moment, we get to express gratitude for all that is, for this thing that we call life, for all of those that are part of our life, remembering to take moments to be with each person, each being, be it a person, a tree, an animal, a winged one, a four-legged, a flower, right, a rock. But to take the moments to be present with it and to simply be. Okay, everyone, love and light. Chat with you soon.